From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the outgoing U.S. president has one last say while in office. President Barack Obama says he's optimistic about America's future, but also worries that divisions in America will erode the nation's core values. During the final news conference of his presidency Wednesday, Obama also spoke of his conversations with President-elect Donald Trump. VOA's White House correspondent Mary Alice Salina has more.
In his last question and answer session with White House reporters, President Barack Obama says he's given his best advice to the incoming president. But ultimately, he said, Donald Trump's team will hold the greatest sway.
I think a lot of his views are going to be shaped by his advisors, the people around him, which is why it's important to pay attention to these confirmation hearings.
He told the real estate mogul he will need help.
This is a job of such magnitude that you can't do it by yourself.
Obama said he plans to spend time with his family and writing this year, but he vowed to speak out as a citizen if he feels the nation's core values are threatened. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, the White House.
Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush and his wife Barbara remain hospitalized in Houston, Texas, where he was in intensive care for pneumonia, and she was being watched after complaining of fatigue and coughing. Family spokesman Jim McGrath said in a statement that the 92-year-old former president went into the intensive care unit Wednesday and underwent a procedure to protect and clear his airway that required sedation. McGrath said that Barbara Bush, who was 91, had not been feeling well for a couple of weeks and decided to take it out of committee and have the experts check it out. VOA News. The events surrounding Donald Trump's inauguration as U.S. president span 3 days, beginning this afternoon. Trump and Vice President-elect Mike Pence will first attend a wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery, where more than 400,000 military veterans and family members are buried. Trump will then speak at a celebration at the Lincoln Memorial. The event will feature musical performances. Thursday evening, Trump, Pence, and other officials are expected to attend a candlelight dinner with campaign donors at Washington's Union Station. And Friday is the day the White House transitions from President Barack Obama to Donald Trump. A high-rise building in Tehran engulfed by a fire collapsed on Thursday, killing at least 30 firefighters and injuring about 75 people, according to state media. The disaster struck the Plasko building, an iconic structure in central Tehran, just north of the capital's sprawling bazaar. Iran's state-run Press TV announced the firefighters' deaths without giving a source for the information. Local Iranian state television said 30 civilians were injured in the disaster, while the state-run IRNA news agency said 45 firefighters had been injured. Several children are among more than 25 people unaccounted for and feared dead Thursday after an avalanche engulfed a mountain hotel in earthquake-ravaged central Italy. The National Civil Protection Agency said the Hotel Rigopiano had suffered a direct hit by a 2-meter-high wall of snow on Wednesday. Emergency services were struggling to get ambulances and evacuation equipment to the remote site, with the first snowplow only arriving just before midday. Italian broadcasters showed images of piles of masonry and rubble inside the hotel, which had been moved some 10 meters from its original location by the force of the snow. Officials say there have been around 30 guests and staff at the small ski hotel. Specialist mountain police who had reached the hotel on skis or by helicopter overnight have begun trying to move the rubble with spades. They were quoted as saying there were no signs of life inside the building. Gambia's president-elect Adama Barrow said Thursday on Twitter that his inauguration would take place at the Gambian embassy in neighboring Senegal, as longtime leader Yahya Jammeh refuses to give up power. The inauguration was initially meant to take place Thursday in Gambia's capital, Abidjan. Jammeh initially accepted the results of the December 1st presidential election, which he lost to Barrow, but he later changed his mind, citing voting irregularities, and declared a state of emergency earlier this week. Gambia's West African neighbors are trying to help resolve the situation. Troops from the ECOWAS are on standby to move in. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.